Hey there, listeners. We just wanted to take a moment before the podcast starts to announce that we have some people who reviewed the podcast per our t-shirt contest and wanted to call you out. Thank you for reviewing the Horrible Podcast on iTunes and Stitcher and whatnot. And if you email us, wolfmansgotnards@thehorriblepodcast. It's also on our website. So if you have trouble remembering that, just look on thehorriblepodcast.com. If your iTunes username is... Oh, shit. I just accidentally clicked it. It'll take a second. If your iTunes name happens to be, and it's not showing up because the internet's not working.
Hey, while Tyler's figuring this out, just remember that each t-shirt also comes with a autographed picture of me, a la Paula Deen's son in brown face doing Morgan Freeman. So
yeah. Can you go through all of our social media?
Absolutely.
We didn't do that in the episode, and I want to get that out.
While you fumble with your iPhone, you can find us everything at thehorriblepodcast.com. Now, there's stuff on there that we don't even talk about on the internet. So Lona contributes to The Serialist Killer, where she watches horrible series of horror films.
I like The Serialist Killer better than The Serial Killer.
Well, it's called The Serial Killer. I don't know what I said earlier, but
Serialist.
Can't change. It's too late to change now.
It's not.
Can't
rebranding.
Change anything on the internet. It's permanent.
Well, I'm addicted now.
All right. So if you're iTunes, I finally got this working.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
At Twitter, we're at Horrible PCast. HorrorBullPcast.
Okay, I have.
Oh, hey, shut up a second. Facebook, we are at the. We're just the Horrible Podcast.
Okay, I have the iTunes.
Oh, go. And Stitcher and iTunes, we're the Horrible Podcast as well. Subscribe and listen.
All right.
What about Snapchat?
Ooh, we should do Snapchats.
We should. Snapchats. It's at Brian's Dong.
I knew it would be wieners.
Anybody who follows
please don't.
Brian's dong on Snapchat.
I bet that's a thing. Please don't follow that. I can't.
I send you pictures of breachers in the toilet. all those things.
I can't speak to the veracity of that account.
Just
so
the adventures
don't.
Of this guy's dong. Here yeah, I am in the McDonald's bathroom. Here I am in the backyard. Look at the trees behind me.
I have Photoshopped.
I think there's something illegal about this.
Subscribe to that, though. I would enjoy that. That would be a fun thing to bear witness to until that person lost their job and family. But, you know.
If you follow Brian's dong, I can't speak to whether it is...
Hey, they're grown-ups. Let them figure it out on their own.
I like to think that it's somehow it's also plotted similarly to Brian's song.
Someone spelled it. They couldn't change it.
All right, so the iTunes names...
Well, I hope it's Brian... fuck it. Go ahead.
This is the longest ad we've ever done for the podcast. Okay.
That name is available, by the way.
Okay.
If we only charge
Brian,
ourselves.
Get it. Get it. Brian, snap that up, chat.
I'm not getting on that.
All right. Protege, P R O T E G E A A, capital A, email us. Had some really great things to say about the podcast. Trishinover, T R I T I O N V, Trishinver. Tritianvor? I don't know. Trishinver.
You're murdering that person's user.
Tritionver. And then Noah Freely. If you, just email us and we'll send you email us with your mailing address and we'll just ship you a shirt free of charge just because thank you for doing that for the podcast. So we really appreciate it. Brian, do we want to announce the movie that we'll be giving away if you review the podcast after this?
Well, I mean, at this point, we're just doing... okay, so we're starting the date now. I see
sure,
what you're saying.
Let's do it.
I was already answering before you finished up. If you want a digital copy of Spring, got one of those for you. Give us
Woodward and Bernstein directed it.
Exactly.
What are their names?
Benson and Moorhead.
Benson and Moorhead, my favorite cigarette duo from Mad Men. So yeah, if you want a digital copy of Spring...
definitely one of the best films that have come out so far.
I think so. One of the best we've reviewed.
This year.
Yeah.
No, ever. I'm saying ever. Next week on the podcast, we're going to tear apart Goodfellas for the piece of shit that it is.
Yep. What? Where did that come from?
That's a joke.
All right. So that'll do it. And thank you for listening. And
Aren't they going to just now start listening?
Yeah. I'm putting this at the beginning of the podcast.
Well, you're thinking.
They can be thanked for what they're about to do.
Yeah.
Continuing to listen.
Yeah. Have you never been on a plane? They welcome you to the place they themselves are just arriving at.
Not in my country.
Yeah, they do. They're like, welcome to the Los Angeles International Airport. And you're like, wait, but you're just getting here too. You can't welcome. Anyway, it's a George Collins bit. Okay. All right. That's enough rambling. Thank you for listening, and hopefully you've made it through this.
I'm taking a wave, Miss Maximus. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Horrible Podcast. I'm Brian.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Drew.
And I'm Lona.
Woo!
And we got it. We got it.
I feel like I want to celebrate it every week, Lona. That's so condescending, but I'm sorry.
It really is, but, you know, I'm a single mom. Yeah. Little things.
I feel like that's gonna be a theme that carries forward with the podcast.
Can't get a date? Yeah.
It just feels like Thanksgiving with my family. Like, Tyler's still not going to church, huh? Yeah, no, I guess not. So,
still fighting for equality, huh? Yeah. How's that going?
You might as well them Yankees. People still say Yankee down where I'm from.
Weekend around the people that I went to high school with for 4th of July, and having to hear the comments about how I was a Yankee. We've gone over that many a time. I decided to name my autobiography today. It'll be Moving South to Become a Yankee, the Brian Sinner story.
Oh, man. Well, I don't know that it would behoove us to get very political at this point in the podcast.
Let's do it.
We're just lowly horror aficionados here to try to find stuff to say about a movie produced by Eli Roth. I feel like that's as far
as
I can.
Let's also say here to back Donald Trump.
I just want to know what that carpetbagger Brian has to say.
I know.
About politics or about this movie?
God.
No, about The Stranger. I just want to know what a carpetbagger thinks about it.
Yeah.
As a carpetbagger, the thing that affected me most was this guy coming from out of town to these people's town just for work or murder. A town that has an inordinate amount of murder for its size.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes. Eli Roth's The Stranger.
Okay. All right. So
I'm sorry. Eli Roth presents The Stranger.
This feels like now James Patterson's career, like he doesn't actually write any books. He just has them ghostwritten, but his name is on it so that it will sell. That's entirely, or like the guy who wrote the Bourne books. What was his name? Robert Mitchum. What's his name?
Ludlum.
Robert Ludlum. Robert Mitchum was an actor.
Yeah. Or Francine Pascal from the Sweet Valley series, or Ann Martin from the Babysitter's Club.
Right.
V.C. Andrews.
Yeah.
V.C. Andrews. V.C. Andrews was not a single person. There were
Stephen King.
Hey. Take one step back. Take
two steps forward.
Yeah. So this Eli Roth He's the most famous, least prolific horror auteur that I know of, right?
Yeah, he doesn't do much for his. He's become a bigger actor than his horror.
Well, he's busy with Shark Week this week too. To be fair,
is he doing that?
Yeah, he's hosting Shark Week.
What?
That's what he does now.
So is
this is cross promotion for Meg.
So sharks are scary.
Oh, because he's doing Meg.
Yeah, it's totally good. Got to be connected to that.
Maybe wait until the movie's done?
Yeah.
Seems really early for that.
Because when this movie gets delayed for a year because no one will release it, then I guess people wanted to release it, but there was a controversy. I feel like, maybe wait. Maybe don't jump on that yet.
Or it's really bad.
The problem here is, like, I like Eli Roth. I like the dude. I enjoyed Hostel. I know a lot of people didn't. I liked it just fine. I like the second one better.
I like Cabin Fever.
Yeah.
I was just still more disappointed by Hostel. My problem with it, I was just expecting so much more that I'll never get over that.
Yeah.
That idea that it just wasn't, it was just disappointing. But yeah. I did like Cabin Fever.
We've talked about that many a times.
Ad nauseum. Yeah. Like, our sort of middle of the road feelings on Eli Roth. I think it's just because I held him in such high esteem because I was like, oh man, Cabin Fever is amazing. Oh, Hostel is going to be the scariest movie ever made. I'm going to throw up in the theater. Like, and then nothing. Like, and then what did he direct anything after? Is Thanksgiving the only other thing he's directed since? I mean, Thanksgiving, the trailer. Is that the last thing he directed since Hostel, too? I mean, he's been involved in a lot of projects. And he's done. I mean, The Green Inferno is done. but it's not out. But so right,
he has acted in more films than he has directed at this point.
He's taking kind
he
of
directed some episodes of Hemlock Grove.
He's kind of taking like a Quentin Tarantino road to like, I mean, Tarantino sort of went out there for a while from like 98 to what, 2004?
He just acted and stuff.
He was just kind of around.
I didn't actually just looked up his Eli Ross IMDb. I did not realize he did the movie Nation's Pride in Inglourious Bastards. He's the one that filmed the sniper
scene.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. He's done. I mean, in this movie, the only outside thing I know about The Stranger is that the director co-wrote Aftershock with him.
Also, the Green Inferno.
Green Inferno.
Yeah,
yeah.
He also
a lot of actors in this are in Green Inferno.
Okay.
And this Morgan
Freeman. The new
Morgan Freeman movie.
Uh oh. Hold on a second.
Knock.
I think we just had a Morgan Freeman alert. Brian, would you give us the plot line for The Stranger in your Morgan? Could you do your best to plot out this movie?
When a man is tired of jerking off with his dominant hand, he sometimes sits on his other hand and then masturbates so he doesn't have a feeling, thus a stranger.
That's the plot of the movie.
I am so glad I was able to do that. Because I was like, where am I going to work this joke into?
There you go.
And I was able to do it in a Morgan Freeman voice.
Yeah, I feel like that's perfect.
Hey, America, you're welcome.
Yeah. I figured that would come
Scott
up.
Scott Speedman is the stranger.
Jake Gyllenhaal from Nightcrawler. With a beard.
So first off,
I thought Adrian Brody more than anybody.
Yeah.
A guy comes to town to find his long gone wife who has been missing for, I mean, now 16 years, only to be greeted, like, to be just destroyed by the town ruffian.
It's like Rambo.
It still didn't seem that tough. Like, it seemed like this was like the one guy he thought that he could actually take on.
Well, this guy, are you talking about,
this is my chance to be a badass.
Are you talking about the blonde guy?
Yeah.
Draco Jared Malfoy.
Yeah. Draco Malfoy is one we didn't get to. Jared Leto from Fight Club is what I got. And
sick boy from Trainspotting.
He's the toughest guy in this town. I think that's the point, is he's not a tough guy. He's the toughest guy in this town.
I mean, but this town is so incredibly tiny, and yeah, it's
so incredibly full of murder.
Yeah, and also like so incredible, like this one spot they keep taking people to beat them, and you know, this strange cardboard pyre they've, you know, made for people to just get tortured on. You'd think people would be like, hey, we know what's going on. I mean, who are they going to tell, though? The cops. You know, one of the worst cops ever, and then also the incredibly nice black cop that is just way too nice for the team. It's a very strange, strange film.
What is it stranger than?
It's stranger than... I was hoping we'd go the 30 Days of Night, the... what's his name? Ben...
Oh yeah, kid.
He comes into the.
What is his name? Oh, he's
Foster.
Ben Foster from Flash Forward, the Disney series.
Yeah, so it's Jewel State and Ben Foster. Yeah,
he's good. Like, he's a good actor. Ben Foster is a really good actor.
But I was hoping it would be one of those situations, like he was coming to town to kind of warn them. And spoiler alert: is he a vampire?
Yeah,
this is one of those. That's the thing. We're in that territory of like, where we're not calling vampires vampires, we're not calling zombies zombies. It's one of those movies where it's like, it's a blood disease.
I'm very sick. Yeah.
Don't touch my blood.
Don't touch my blood, but yet I'm going to inject it on you to make you better?
And worse at the same time.
All right, so I'm going to put this right out on Front Street, guys. I'm going to take a chance here. I'm going to say, I don't like this movie at all. Like, I don't like it at all. I don't even have words for how much I don't like it compared to.
I wish we were like a professional, like had our own studio where we could flash stuff up on the screen right now, like the don't buy.
Yeah, do our own
newsflash. Tyler doesn't like it.
I wanted to stop. Like, it's one of the few movies where I just wanted to absolutely stop watching it halfway. Like, most of the movies I see, like, I see what you're going for. Like, I want to see where this goes. But this movie, I just wanted to, like, if this were in the theater, I would be very close to walking out of it. And I don't do that.
What's even more surprising is this film was the super secret film shown at Fantastic Fest last year. Like, people were didn't know what they were getting into, and this is what they saw.
I can't imagine like how disappointed I would be.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about, you know, the festival that people got to see It Follows and Cub and stuff like that, like these horror films that have been, you know, what we've been drooling over for the last year, and then all like The Guest, and all of a sudden they get this as their secret film, Eli Roth Presents, and then they're like,
but
ladies and gentlemen, let me welcome you. You know, let's bring our ADR sound man in. Come on. Great work in this film.
I mean, that's how far his name, though, will take something. I mean, I don't think Aftershock showed a lot of talent for Nicolas Lopez, I think is the other, the Chilean filmmaker that he's been working with on these movies. I think it's Lopez and then Almeida.
Almeida.
And then Eli Roth, and it just goes to show how far his name can take it. It's like, you know, hey, be buds with me and look at what I can get you. I mean, the movie really starts out, I thought it was going to be interesting. It had a really nice atmosphere. It looked
kind of
really
a blue
cool.
ruin. Like, it kind of had a blue ruin feel for me.
And then all of a sudden, and then just eventually I just realized nothing interesting was happening. Like the narrative was so uncompelling.
Yeah. I can dig a movie where it's like, oh, I liked Only Lovers Left Alive. Like, I can dig a movie where it's like, oh, we're going to kind of just exist. I think also, A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night has the same vibe. It's just way better.
I got that a lot.
Yeah.
From this, yeah.
Like, that movie just was more like the relationships mattered and I cared. This movie, like, I didn't care about any of the characters at all. Like, whatsoever. I don't think they were like three dimensional characters at all. I feel like they were really flat.
Oh, no, I agree. And I mean, that's where the acting was really problematic as well. I mean, if I read correctly, the guy who plays the cop is like one of Chile's most popular comedic actors.
Really?
So that's who you want to cast in this role.
Was there a reason that the movie just couldn't have actually taken place in Chile?
It had to be Canada.
But why?
Yeah, good question.
Because?
But why?
That's what it said on the script.
But you know
but
what?
I don't understand. I mean, they clearly went to all this effort in the wrong area.
Yeah.
This movie reinforces my strongly held belief that no matter how much I'm told and how much I see, I still believe Canada is like at least 15 years behind us.
Why is
I don't know. I just always imagine like it's going to your, you know,
well,
you always
Chile is obviously.
You it's like
Canada via Chile.
Growing up, I had my mom and my mom's parents and my dad's parents. My mom's parents my grandparents on my mom's side were always up to date on things. They knew what I wanted for Christmas. Go to my dad's, they're getting me shit that I didn't, you know, like I was 5 years old or that was not in that's not in style. It's just that same kind of reaction. Like that's what
were
I think.
Were they from Canada?
No, they weren't from Canada. We're okay. All born and bred in the South.
Were they from Chile?
Chile.
South Chile.
Who goes to Santiago, Chile twice in 1 year?
Guys, quit it. It's Chile.
Right.
Respect, guys. Respect. People of Chile.
The Stranger is... Okay, so the ostensible plot...
Chile was one of TLC. Chile is the country.
The ostensible plot for this breaks down... Like, where did you stop caring about this? Or did you ever care in the beginning? Because it has kind of a neat premise. Like, this guy with this weird thing shows up in a town. I like that setup. Like, if you told me that's the beginning of the movie, I'd be like, oh, I'm interested. Like, this guy goes looking for his wife, and then he also has this weird blood thing, and there's a kid. I mean, this...
I want it on the box, just like you just said. This guy has this weird blood thing, and then there's this kid, and then
it could be a Stephen King story. You know what I mean? Like it could be some. I mean,
it lost me when they went after he knocked on the door, and then it immediately cut to him in the Scooby-Doo graveyard.
Yeah,
I was just like, oh.
So you mean there. The first 5 minutes?
Yeah, yeah. I went and got like the stuff to do my nails and sat there.
I think I was really still good. There. When they met when he met the wife and saw that it was a vampire, I remember it's like, okay, so he's a vampire or they're vampires.
But then he does the holy,
he's part of the new breed of vampires where the old rules don't apply.
But I mean, pretty soon after that was where it became uninteresting.
It just,
I don't remember exactly where, I just remember eventually after that, I'm like, all right, so that's it.
I saw a nice little post on Reddit today that's like one of the shower thoughts. It's like, since all telescopes are made with mirrors, we will never know if moon vampires exist. Think about it.
I know. I don't know that I ever bought into the movie. Like, I thought the premise was neat, but I don't know that I ever bought into the film proper, especially like the sort of haphazard way that it sets everything up. I felt a very similar thing about last week's movie. What was that one? I've already forgotten.
I thought last week's movie was infinitely better than this. Agreed. I had so much more interest in at least what was going on there than I ever did in this.
Agreed. But I'm saying
it was the stuff.
No. What was it?
Because we are what we are.
We are what we are.
No, that's a different movie. We are still here.
That's the one. Yeah.
So, oh, no, wait. Yeah, it's We Are Still Here. Yeah. So that movie, I think, had similar. I liked it better, but I think it still had similar problems with like setting up what the narrative of the film is. Like, you just sort of like jump into the middle of this weird story. And this movie has a similar thing where I was watching it, but I didn't quite understand or care. And it just jumped around. And the main character was the older version, not the younger guy. Like, I just didn't.
The stranger
himself, the kind of asleep left hand of an actor that he was.
Did you not like the part though in the movie where the kid is like, "I'm looking for the stranger," as if you had maybe spent the first hour wondering who could the stranger be? Thank you for identifying him.
It's also a really bad question to ask people you don't know. Like, "I'm looking for the stranger." I don't think I can do that, little boy. You're gonna have to go somewhere else for that shit.
At one point, he said something about a stranger, and I was like, "Oh, stranger! Like, literally, stranger danger."
Yeah, it's
also an inordinate amount of times people have said, "I need to call an ambulance. Let me call an ambulance." Yeah. I counted at least 7 times for
really.
Yeah, let me call an ambulance. Like, they were all about calling the ambulance for these people.
Well, everyone is covered in blood the entire film.
Yeah. That's pretty dangerous blood too.
Yeah. That one time where he's trying to wash the blood off his hands, and he wipes it on his jeans. I'm like, that's the best way to hide blood.
Yeah.
Is to go ahead and wipe it on your clothes.
That's how I hide blood. I wear red pants, so it kind of works out.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. It's,
I'm not saying this from experience, but black would probably be the best.
No, red.
Okay.
It makes it's because stonewash is coming back in, so it's kind of like a red stonewashed look. I never rub it on the same part of the jeans, so it's always a little bit different. I want them to look like the things from the 90s that all the football players wore. What were those called? Like the
warm up, the parachute pants.
Yeah.
The design on them.
Yeah.
The wind pant things.
No, what were Drew? You know, they were like
were the jams called? Or something?
I think so. I think they were called jams. What?
Umbros?
No, they're jams. Were. Mm-mm. Anyway,
start with a Z.
Z Cavaricci?
I don't remember.
Oh God.
Anyway, I'll have to just let that go.
So the stranger comes looking for this woman that he's supposed. This woman who, not 15 years earlier, he tried to douse with gasoline and burn a rooftop.
Right. And what exactly happened there that he didn't know what happened to her? He got knocked out, and then she was just gone.
I think so.
In the town, and he never found her. Because the town's that...
Yeah, I don't know.
They were in a big... He was in... That's where I probably got the infamous Second Son thing, too, because they looked like they were in Seattle at that point.
Mm. Or is that when he ran? Maybe that's... Oh, so that's where they were. See, that's where it's unclear.
Well, he was covering her with gasoline to show her he loved her.
Well, that was my second point, is that whenever I'm covering someone with gasoline, having them yell, "I'm pregnant," is probably not the best way to get me to stop covering you with gasoline.
It didn't work for her either.
I'm already going to kill you. Hearing that, I'm like, well, looks like I made the right decision tonight.
Yeah, okay. it never worked for me.
That starts to put things together. So it took him that long to find her at all. And then he'd been probably going to small towns across the coast of Canada.
Canada.
They're
15 years behind.
I like to think of him more as like a deadbeat dad. And he was just out hanging around. And like one day he was sitting at a bar and he heard like some Verve Pipe song. He heard the freshman come on. He was
there,
like,
you go.
I don't know what happened to her. And then he got on Facebook and tried to find her. And just, I imagine there's like 14 and a half
Vampire
years
Facebook.
Where he wasn't. I'm sure there's a thing.
Teeth book.
I want there to be 14 years before he thought about them again.
I imagine it would be called Fangbook instead of Facebook. Yeah, you got it, Brian. Damn
those
it.
Pants that you just sent me a picture of. Oh my God,
that's what people wore in the 90s, man.
Yeah, you're right. I know what you're talking, like, they're workout pants.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people wore in the
Rednecks
90s.
Rednecks still wear them.
Yeah,
wise men still seek them.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I see what you're saying now. Like, I kind of glossed over the beginning as though like it was a. Okay, so here's another like structural problem I have with this film. A lot of the way that the movie's cut together, it felt out of sequence at times. Did any of you get that kind of feeling where I felt like things weren't, like the scene at the beginning happened and then it cut and I was like, wait, what is, we're not referencing that. It didn't feel like a flashback to, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, do you get what I'm saying?
That's what it was. Yeah. Zubas, that's what it was.
Zubas, that's right. Yes, Zubas are the '90s football player pants. Zubas, that's right.
I just had like my whole like high school, early college career just came flashing back into my.
Do you remember those?
You're so old that you wore those in college.
Well, first of all, I never wore those.
Brian,
why not?
Brian, don't you lie to us. Brian, don't you lie to us.
Listen.
Were you in college when tight rolls were a thing?
No, I was still high school. But when they were a thing, you mean they're still not a thing? Because I'll tight roll a pair of jeans like nobody's business and then tuck them in my boot. those weren't a thing, but I've never worn a pair of Umbros. I've never worn a pair of wind pants slash, you know, those the zit zit pants that people wear.
No.
Like, even my kid wears them. I guess it's Under Armour. I've never, any of that stuff. I've never worn those. I've always been a jeans and shorts kind of guy.
I have, I don't know why we're talking about what we, it's more interesting than the movie.
Well, I'm definitely going to put these up on the website so people
Zubas?
Can,
yeah. I kind of want a pair now. I feel like they'd be really comfortable to sleep in, like sleeping pants.
You just wear jeans to sleep, right?
I used to when I was a kid, I'd wear the clothes I was going to wear the next day at school. Probably went through that phase.
Of course you did.
It's so uncomfortable, though. It's the most ridiculous thing. But it cuts out time in the morning.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. It's like only so Drew could be there early.
I know.
To school.
Guys.
It wasn't early. It's just a cut out time in the morning. I didn't have to do as much. See, awesome.
My God. So the very first picture, I looked up Zubas. The very first picture is our. Well, I know there's not football players. They're the Road Warriors, but they're dressed like football players.
It's a bodybuilder thing, yeah.
That's Dan Marino in the middle, though. It's Hawk Animal and Dan Marino, who is a football player. The third picture is the Cincinnati. Looks like, oh no, it's not just the Cincinnati Bengals. It's like Dan Marino and John Elway and who is the Buffalo Bills quarterback? Jim
Kelly.
Kelly, yeah.
Jim Elway.
Yep, Jim Elway. You're exactly. Warren Moon is in that picture. Anyway, Zubas. Zubas are a thing, and they're pretty amazing. So.
I mean, this movie, I mean, eventually it got so boring. I'm not even shocked by the little girl death that happens.
Oh, yeah.
That happens. Like, right. I was like, it's like nothing about that. It was just it completely was just glossed over. I was so uninterested. It's like, oh.
Well, she was at one point she was making what looked like she was killing animals. And I thought, oh, maybe she's one of them. Like, and she's like drinking their blood. He just found a fellow quote unquote vampire, moon vampire.
Yeah, it's just all of
a
the
stranger.
The movie,
a fellow stranger on these travels.
What the movie doesn't do well is like
I knew Caleb was bad. That's like the only thing I knew.
Yeah,
who is Caleb?
The bad guy,
Eminem.
I mean, that's the thing. Dude.
The cop
the
or
guy.
Eminem or the Eminem. Okay.
The other thing too is that I never once felt any
rabbit
sadness or empathy for the cop or and his son. Like, oh, my son's dying. Good.
Well, one of the problems with this movie is that it introduces the ostensible villain at the beginning. Like, I thought those guys were just people who were going to get killed, like,
right.
or go to jail or something. Like, I didn't know that this would be the entire thrust of the movie. Like, I thought it would be a minor. Like, why? Okay, so I have a question. Why are those people like the reason for this movie? Why? I don't get it. Like, I understand why the kid and her mom are, because that's his ex-wife's family, right?
And or that's his son.
Well, she's just
the nurse.
Yeah, she's just adopted mom. She took the kid when Anna vaporized in the hospital bed. How'd they explain that?
They were like, that's strange.
Yeah.
She just disappeared.
Lady was just here.
I guess I'll just put unknown on the autopsy report. Okay, fine. Let's move on. Yeah.
This is Canada. No, we can't smoke in hospitals.
They just shop vacked her. There was no autopsy.
Come on, we gotta keep these bodies moving in. You know, I wouldn't if it was the same hospital that they were at later. I wouldn't doubt they had to keep making room because on this particular night, there are so many burn victims in a hospital. There are 200% more burn victims in a hospital than have ever been in that hospital.
That's what happens when you get free healthcare, though. People just get hurt.
Light themselves on fire. I mean, yeah.
He was probably playing with those matches. You know how these kids are.
They do. They do like Richard.
This is what's coming to our country with Obamacare. People burn left and right.
They do like Richard Pryor up there. So I imagine a lot of people set themselves on fire.
It's just a daily occurrence there.
There's
just like it's like Children's Hospital, I guess. This is like Canada is Chile is Canada as Brazil is the U.S. and.
Why it took him so long to find this person is because they're 15 years behind us. They're dealing with 56K up there.
Wait, yeah. How does that work? If they're 15 years behind us, and then he left Anna like 15 years ago, so it was like 30 years ago, really?
Kind of, yeah.
Like by that math, by yeah. Canada,
so
by
1982. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is very Cure-esque in his
lumpiness. I'm not saying they are literally 15 years behind us. Like they're in some time warp. I'm saying
that's not what you were saying. Please clarify.
Misunderstood. Well, you, sorry.
God,
I don't understand that joke, Brian. Could you break it down? Explain like I'm five.
Screenshot of that scene right then. The eyes.
Was that sarcasm?
I thought that.
Atlat.
Brian doesn't understand sarcasm. That would be a recurring segment on the podcast. By the way,
you know, the movie kind of made me a little apprehensive and frightened for Green Inferno.
Yeah,
like he's got a lot of the same actors. Caleb and Anna, at least I know, are also in it. And I mean, it's written by Amoeda. I don't know how much. I don't know. It's just, I mean, it made me a little more apprehensive. Let's just say that.
What if they're doing this just to troll us so we're so happy when they die in Green Inferno?
Good job.
That'd be
the long troll.
An Eli Roth 10-year troll.
Like
7-year.
I agree with Lona. Good job. Because
Eli Roth presents the trolling.
The long troll. I like the long troll.
Don't give me any ideas.
I have to say that this is my least favorite movie we've watched in a really long time. I can't think of a recent. I think we've just been spoiled. I mean,
well, you guys wanted a bummer. Here you
some of the early movies.
What a fun bummer though.
Yeah, there's nothing fun about this. This is not. What was the dead undead cop Shane Black movie we watched? What was that called?
That was all Dead Heat.
Dead Heat. That movie was awesome, but awesome. Like
we all agreed that if they were going to remake a zombie movie, it needed to be Dead Heat.
Yeah. But you can't get it. I mean, they've got to have a Joe Piscopo. No one else can do it. You can't do what Piscopo does. You just can't.
They can bring. What's he doing now? They can bring him back.
He's dead.
Is he?
No, I don't know. This movie, I can't think. I think we've been spoiled by good movies. This is a really terrible movie. Like, I can't think of what. Okay, the people who like it, what would they say? What would the people who like this movie say about it?
Whatever Eli Roth apologists say. I mean, that's the thing.
They would say, "Oh my God, we made out the whole time."
It was so sexy.
That effect when she watched the sunrise and, you know, went all dusty on us was the best thing ever.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can't tell you what they'd say. I mean, you know.
I love things filmed in sepia.
That it was a slow, burn character study.
Slow burn with lots of fast burns.
Well, you just didn't get it, guys. You just didn't get it. If you'd gotten it, you know, you'd get it.
Explain it to me.
It was almost like Eli Roth decided he was going to try his hand at having something to do with something that was supposed to have feelings.
Yeah, like,
you know?
That
like,
sounds good.
I think I was supposed to be like, oh, this poor kid is all sad and his mom is fried and then his mom is dead and then his dad is a total shithead vampire sick person thing.
This cop is just
Plus, he's a meth head? Crack? What? He was a kid?
He was just a shithead.
No, he was doing drugs at that one point.
Oh, he was smoking marijuana. He was smoking weed. Oh, that's how many drugs Drew is doing.
All right, here's a 4-star review.
He's on the pot, said Drew.
He rolled it up and smoked it like a cigarette.
This is a 4-star review on Amazon, okay? This is an actual 4-star review. It goes into the plot, and then it says, there were too many scenes, .. Are you all right? You need to go to the hospital, see a doctor, which is something we said.
Call an ambulance.
I think that's exactly what we said. The film is more akin to a drama thriller than horror. It has a number of slow scenes where vampires heal and do detective work. Martin becomes a reluctant vigilante, a task he made boring to watch. I'm sure this film will have a niche, but not a cult classic. 4 stars! 4 stars for that review.
Out of 5 or 10?
out of five.
Can we contact them to review our podcast? Because they sound like they would be.
I know.
Also, side note, Drew, you have got some serious sun this last week because your face is almost as red as your shirt. The way your headphones are coming down, I keep thinking you have a gold chain around your neck.
The here's another 4-star review. All right, guys, we should
gold chain. Yeah.
With the cross.
We should feel we should feel ashamed of ourselves. It says a find in the supernatural horror subgenre.
Horror.
The bad reviews here are a bum rap on this film. I liked it a lot, and I have no truck with the many mediocre horror films I've suffered through for the love of the genre. I watch just about any supernatural horror film that comes out, and this one is far above average in every way.
Well,
it was well written.
Problem.
Hold on. It was well written, acted, produced, etc. The music was particularly good. Reminded me of Let the Right One In certain ways.
My first comment was like, "Hey, look, explosions in the sky."
Yeah. I was like, "Let the wrong one in."
Boom. But most of the reviews are really terrible. Like we're kind of piling on here. I mean, it's only got 2 stars on Amazon. 14% of people gave it a 2-star review. 57% gave it a 1-star review. 57% 1-star review. So it's not well liked.
Like one guy's right. If he's watching a lot of really crappy horror movies, then this is not as crappy as some other crappy horror movies. Yeah. It doesn't, by that turn, make it good itself.
No.
But it's, I mean, it's much better shot, and it is much better. I mean, it's technically proficient compared to some of that awful crap that you'll find on Netflix if you just, you know, if you just do a pin, you know, spin around and say, what crappy horror movie can I watch?
I think I've almost reached that point on Netflix where I don't have any more good horror movies to watch. I'm kind of picking some of them. I'm actually watching an okay horror movie called Devil's Pass right now. Have you guys seen that one?
It's on the queue.
It's actually pretty good. It's a found footage movie about the Dyatlov Pass incident, which is really interesting historical Russian death thing that happened. But yeah, I think there's a 1-star review on Amazon that I think encapsulates everything that we've said, which is Eli Roth presents a dull, plodding, tedious waste of your time and money. Which I agree with 100%. Yeah, it's not good. It's just, I mean, there's nothing redeeming here for me. Even the ending, it holds. The problem with this movie is that it holds itself in much higher regard than it should. Like the ending, it had this giant like swelling music, and you know when the
the woman in the Volkswagen Golf pulls over and she's like immediately goes, let me call you an ambulance.
Yep, that's when the swelling music started. No, like we haven't really talked about the movie proper, what happens, but I feel like it's not that.
We have we've covered it
nothing
ad nauseum.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know,
not
like
much happens. I don't know what else to tell you happens.
Yeah, the cop,
a lot
I mean,
of people
the,
get burned.
Yeah, a lot of people get set on fire. Like that's weird.
And especially in the size of a town,
and no one seems at all concerned that the cops are clearly terrible people.
Except for the one cop who's like, I'm going to call the...
Well, the one guy, but you know, like, here's this guy, he's just running amok and every... I like the one part when they were doing the car chase and the guys, and they were like, oh, we think it's our suspect, where, you know, we can't see the plates, but he's in a cop car.
Like, at that point, you just look around the room and point.
We're all here
except for the guy with the mustache, Benny, or whatever his name is.
The one that was staring at the camera at that one point where they were telling him that what the black cop was telling him what to do, and he's like, okay.
Yeah.
And then when the main character, the kid, not the stranger, comes running into the son of stranger comes running.
He's like, Peter?
Yeah, and then the cop goes, we are closed.
Police department can't close.
When you've only got mustache guy and that other guy, you might have to.
That's when we get the titular line, where's the stranger?
Yeah, this movie, it's
so bad.
It's so bad. Like
also,
but it explains away.
Hey,
like
don't people I don't want anyone coming from this thinking because we're laughing and telling how bad it is that it's entertaining bad, because it's not.
Yeah. No, we're making ourselves.
Everyone laugh. Stop laughing, Lona.
Yeah.
No.
I kept thinking at one point when the adoptive mother keeps like these bleeding people keep coming into her house. You know, like quit bringing these fucked up people into my house.
It's
but she,
it's
didn't
really
she work at the hospital? She's a nurse.
But that was the
I'll get the first aid kit and call the ambulance.
I there was one point where I got tickled. I don't know, you know, the mom, she had like a mole on one side of her face. And then when they cut back to when the son is born and she comes in as young nurse, the mole was on the other side of her face.
Awesome.
And it made me think of Richard Lewis in Men in Tights.
Yep.
Was it?
Right.
Yes.
And that was the best part of the film for me when I thought about another movie.
Then you just started watching Men in Tights.
Yeah. I put that on the TV. I had this on the laptop and just kind of looked over it.
Perhaps the last watchable thing Mel Brooks did. He did that, right?
He did, yes, I think so.
Anyway, yeah, yeah, the movie takes itself too seriously. And
like Dracula Dead and loving it?
No.
I don't think
it's him doing a Zucker Brothers movie, and I hated it.
Is Leslie Nielsen?
Yeah. Yeah. The main problem with the film is that, like, and it explains away things that aren't, it's just like, oh yeah, the chief's not here, so I'm in charge. Like, it just, everything that could be there's no drama, there's no suspense. It's just the cop does whatever he wants throughout the movie without fear of anything at all. So I don't know. Like, I just can't get behind this. Like, it feels like a first draft that they just shot. It feels like no revisions.
Push it out there, guys.
And like, I think they assume that just because we saw that there's a relationship between the two main characters, we would care. And that's just like not gonna happen. Like they
and
weren't.
Does he ever acknowledge that this is his son?
Not really. I mean, we know, but when he talks to
Deadbeat Dad theory.
What's that?
My deadbeat dad theory. See?
What is it?
That he was one.
Oh.
Simply.
Yeah, no, he definitely was. He was gone for 15
years. It wasn't a long involved theory.
Ta-da!
I think you're using the...
The title tells you the theory.
You're using the conservatives' use of theory there. That sounds like a hypothesis, if that.
I'm looking for your mom. And they start making the connections, the Steve Holt connections, and they're like, like, oh, I got to clear out of this town as soon as I heal up here.
Let me read you the Wikipedia reception paragraph, which is very short, by the way. The Stranger has received great reviews, citation needed, from critics, who, and also has won the Best Ibero-American Film Award. But I still love that, citation needed, and then from critics, and they actually have in brackets, who.
What award did they win?
The Best Ibero-American Film at the Sitges Film Awards.
It was that and a commercial in competition with each other.
Oh, wow.
It was a cigarette commercial.
Yeah. I don't know that I can even dredge up any more outrage about this film. Like, I just don't. It's just.
I was just so glad when it was over.
Yeah.
Were really awesome. There's some nice credits. I didn't watch many of them, but they were nice.
They were better than it's just not a movie that I liked at all. I could not wait for this movie. I couldn't wait for it to be over. It wasn't horrific.
Would you say the credits were better than We Are Still Here?
No.
Worse, We're Still Here.
We Are Still Here's credits were better. They were just unnecessarily late in telling us what was happening in the movie. Yeah.
They were still part of the movie. That's the problem with We Are Still Here's credits. You got to watch them.
It was kind of like, Tyler, when you were in school, did you take telecom classes?
Yes.
So did you, you know, like...
I took telecom classes.
Did you? See, I don't know. I didn't know that about you. Do you all want to go around a circle and talk about two things we don't know each?
I didn't take that.
Two facts, one lie?
You know when in those classes how, or at least I did... You get the assignment where you've got to prove that you can make, like, you know, six or seven different shots and do all these things. I feel like that movie was like, a film class. Yeah. They're like, we need to get a long shot. We need to do this and this. And they were just like, maybe we should put some dialogue in here. Mm-hmm. And it just seems like, it just seems like something that some 19-year-olds may have done on weekends, but with like rich 19-year-olds.
Yeah, it's very rote. Like everything about the movie feels very rote. Like what is surprising about this? Does this movie do anything? This is kind of a serious question, but does this movie do anything that we haven't seen before? Does it do anything well that we have seen before? Like what does it do well?
Angers me?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it does anything interesting with. I mean, that was one of the big things I said is what was so compelling about the story that you felt it needed to be told.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I've either seen it told better or differently. And anything that was added to it, like there's, it's like, I mean, and that becomes the problem nowadays, though. I mean, because, I mean, that becomes a dead end angle to take, too, because you can say that about, you know, every third zombie movie, if not, you know, more than that, that's released. It's like, what is this doing differently and all? And I mean, does that mean that some guy who wants to tell it shouldn't make it? No, if he can, go ahead. If somebody will watch it, even better. Lucky you. I wish it, that one guy wasn't me, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I especially in when you dig as deeply into a genre as we do with horror, it's harder to find those things that are done really well or differently. But like even last week, We Are Still Here. I don't necessarily think that story needed to be told, but it had some really interesting gore at the end. Like for me, the payoff was almost worth sitting through the first two acts of that movie. Not quite, but like. This movie, I can't see what it does particularly definitely. Like, I think, yeah, you want to make something fine. Like, if, but at a certain point, we have to say, like, well, if we are being critical, like, there has to be a reason to come to this film. Like, what is the reason to come to this film? The only thing I can think of is Eli Roth Presents. That's the only reason. And that doesn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I mean, yeah.
No, yeah. Him having his name on it. Does nothing just to get except to get us to be interested in it, which it worked because that's why we got it because it says Eli Roth Presents.
Yeah. We got
it got it picked up by IFC more than anything. I mean, if IFC doesn't pick it up, it's not going anywhere.
Surely he couldn't put out a hunk of shit.
Well, what's it called? Caveat emptor. You know, yes. Buyer beware. That's kind of we kind of got duped on it. I would you rather watch this or Aftershock again?
Aftershock.
Yeah. I think Aftershock does some interesting stuff. It is not very good.
It was interesting at least. I was not bored by Aftershock.
No. I still remember parts of it. This will be one of those movies that if you ask me in 6 months, I won't be able to tell you anything about it. Period.
Or when you ask me in 6 months, I won't even remember having done a podcast about it either.
Yeah, like Aftershock, I have a pretty vivid memory of the movie Aftershock, like the drive-in with all the characters, like going to this giant party where people are drunk. Like the characters are kind of memorable. Yeah. Like I remember them being drunk and like, kind of laughing. Then the earthquake happens. Like I remember that and people getting fucked up. Like I have memories of that. Like I don't think I remember a frame of this film. Like this is a less interesting version of like, I don't know, Blue Ruin or Girl Walks Home Alone at Night.
I'd say it's a less interesting version of A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night.
And I'll say, if you're going to watch a movie with the title, watch The Guest, not The Stranger.
Well, certainly, yes.
Because I rewatched
it. I would have rather watched a version of Camus' The Stranger.
Ooh.
I think that would have been
because you're
fun.
Islamophobic?
Well, by of course. Yes, exactly. That's it.
It took us an hour to get to a Camus joke.
I know. And I think
it'd be like 45 minutes of just a guy on a train trying to get to his mom's funeral looking morose if these guys did it.
So yeah, I would say don't watch this. Like I even rewatched The Guest recently and that movie is pretty fucking awesome. Yeah.
I saw someone tweet, like you guys should skip Terminator Genesis and just watch The Guest.
Yes, it is. Well, I haven't seen it, so I can't say.
I haven't seen Genesis.
I mean, it is.
I
imagine. It is better. I mean,
The Guest is such a good movie. Like, so good.
The Terminator, but.
Yeah.
Genesis, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I'm done. I'm done with that movie. I'm done with it. Over it.
I mean, I'm going to tell you, I mean, every successive thing that I see that has had Eli Roth's name connected to it makes me more and more closely done with him, though.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time before the value of your brand is done because of what you keep putting it on.
He's becoming Kmart, basically.
Yeah. Well, I think let me call an ambulance, or he's Eli Roth, the Kmart of directors.
Mm-hmm.
Kmart of presenters.
Yeah, and can we stick around for just a second to do the T-shirt thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I'm gonna put it in the beginning.
Is that what we're going to leave this at part of the podcast? Or?
Yeah. What? No, 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 no. I'm going to put it at the beginning. I'm going to chop it off and put it at the beginning.
Because, you know, I'm already playing the music out.
I know. So it's fine.
You just jumped it.
If people who listen, they'll go like, oh, this is the thing from the beginning that I've already heard.
Bacon sausage.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right, guys.
Did you say bacon sausage?
Bacon.
Fuck, that would be good.
Mm.
Bacon sausage? Why is that not a thing?
It is a thing. Listen, so it's called. It's made by Smithfield Ham. It is ground up ham that you. It's in sausage patties, and it's so good, guys.
So it's made of bacon.
Yeah, when I go to.
Or is it made of ham? You said ham. Ham is not bacon.
It's
back. You've got to tell me bacon.
Is this like a weird Yankee food?
Yeah.
It's Smithfield, Virginia, where all the good ham.
So you that's are, Yankee so town. It is. Yeah, yeah, that's Yankee. Mm-hmm.
Well, then I will not bring you guys.
Will you put it in your little carpet bag and come back with it?
Yes. No, I won't now that the jokes have been made. So you guys just get videos of me eating delicious bacon sausage.
No ham patties for us.
You deal with your spam and be like, this must be what Brian was talking
it's
about.
It's one of those Canadian bacon situations where it's just ham. They call it Canadian bacon.
When I go to McDonald's and get breakfast.
That's exactly what that sums up Canada right yeah. there.
It's not bacon, it's ham. What the fuck is wrong with you people?
This is totally misleading.
You guys think this is bacon?
I get my Egg McMuffin with bacon, no Canadian bacon. God
boom.
Damn.
Tell them.
Yeah,
I don't truck with no Canadians.
That's an American Egg McMuffin, if I've ever heard of one.
You should explain to people when you order.
Comes with a little flag stabbed in the top.
Yeah,
of it.
You should explain to people when you order it too, Brian. Like when you go into McDonald's, just explain it to people. Like I want this without the Canadian bacon because so many Americans are moving up there because of gay rights. They don't want gay rights to be, but they're moving to Canada where it's legal to.
Oh, it's been legal forever.
Yeah, it's been legal for like 15 years up there. So jokes on them.
Well, the
jokes on them, eh?
The joke's on them anyway.
All right, let's end this.
Did you know Canada was made up, but mostly the word Canada is made up mostly of A's? They always say A. Hey. Don't watch The Stranger.
No.
But thanks for listening tonight, guys.
Watch The Guest instead.
Yeah. I'm Brian.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Drew.
I'm Lona.
Woo!
Thanks for tuning in. Catch us next time.